As one of the NFL's founding franchises, the Bears boast a head coaching lineage that's unlike any other in American sports. It begins with legendary Hall of Famer George Halas, a pro football pioneer who helped create the Bears as well as the National Football League itself. Halas coached the Bears for 40 seasons. Papa Bear led the Monsters of the Midway to 6 NFL championships, and his record total of 324 coaching wins stood for nearly 3 decades. With Halas at the helm, the Bears were the first pro football team to hold daily practices, study game film, have a fight song, have their games broadcast on radio, use a tarp to cover their field, and publish a club newspaper. In 1920, Halas founded the Bears, originally known as the Decatur Staleys, and served as a player coach for 10 seasons. In 1930, Halas retired as a player and tabbed Ralph Jones to replace him as head coach while remaining the team's owner. Jones led the Bears to their second NFL championship in 1932, beating the Portsmouth Spartans in the Chicago Stadium in the league's first playoff game and first indoor contest. An innovative offensive mind, Jones compiled a 24-10-7 record in 3 seasons, a .706 winning percentage that remains the best in Bears history. Halas returned as coach in 1933 and remained in that role until 1967. After leading the Bears to back-to-back NFL championships in 1940 and 1941. Halas went on active duty with the Navy and relinquished his head coaching responsibilities to Hunk Anderson and Luke Johnsos, who guided the team to a title in 1943. The Bears didn't experience much success under subsequent head coaches Jim Dooley from 1968 to 1971 and Abe Gibron from 1972 to 1974, both of whom failed to produce a winning season. The Bears made one playoff appearance under both Jack Pardee from 1975 to 1977 and Neil Armstrong from 1979 to 1981, losing their postseason opener on the road on both occasions, and didn't return to glory until Mike Ditka was hired by Halas himself in 1982. As a coach, Iron Mike was the same fiery competitor he had been as a Hall of Fame tight end. With the help of some very successful drafts, Ditka molded the Bears back into champions, ultimately guiding the famed 1985 team to a 46-10 drubbing of the Patriots in Super Bowl XX. In 11 seasons from 1982 to 1992, the coach led the Bears to 6 NFC Central crowns, 7 playoff berths, and 3 NFC Championship game appearances. He compiled a 112-68 record and remains one of the most popular individuals in Chicago sports history. The two coaches that followed Ditka weren't able to duplicate his success, as Dave Wannstedt from 1993 to 1998 and Dick Geron from 1999 to 2003 both each produced only one playoff appearance. Lovie Smith got the Bears back on track, leading them to back-to-back NFC North championships in his second and third seasons in 2005 and 2006, advancing to Super Bowl 41 in 2006. He guided the team to 3 division crowns and 2 NFC title games. Whoever becomes Smith's successor would join a lineage of head coaches that began in 1920 when the NFL was born.